Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered as you listen to the Word of God.
Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve others. And to give his life as a ransom for many. In other words, Jesus basically lived for others, for many. That's what he was interested in, others. Praise the Lord. And we've been talking a lot about that, and we have all the messages on YouTube and on Castbox. Beautiful messages that can really inspire you to live for something greater than just getting your needs met. And I believe that will be great. And this morning, I want to quickly talk on the subject of title, 7 Unpopular Reasons Why You Should Go to Church. So I'm going to give you 7 reasons, but they're very unpopular. And before I give them to you, let me give you 5 very popular reasons why people go to church. And maybe that's why you are in church this morning. We don't know. Number one, usually people go to church because they are invited. Maybe that's why you are where you are down there. Somebody invited you, so you are there. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 122 verse 1, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So sometimes we find ourselves, you see people are in the church, the main reason or probably the only reason why they are there is because they were invited. Hallelujah. And you will agree with me, a lot of us went to church the first time because we were invited. So it's okay. Do you understand? Those are popular reasons why people end up in church. Just that, you see, what that means is that if you were not invited, maybe you were never going to go. And you could have ended in hell. So the Lord Jesus Christ, God said that, seek me. Like, you should have, there's something that should be in us to seek God. Not just to wait when somebody invites. What if nobody invites you? There are places you have gone to without being invited. So invitations are great, and we thank God for them. But you see, sometimes it will mean more if you could go just by yourself. And we have few people that came to church on their own. Nobody invited them. But that's a popular reason. Another reason why people go to church is it's because of tradition. Because of tradition. What I mean here is that, you grew up in an environment where people will go to church on Sundays. So you growing up, your parents will take you to church on Sunday. So you've just kept that thing. Once in a while, you go to church. So it's just traditionally, because in our house, once in a while, we go to this church. The Bible talks about Jesus in Luke 2 verse 42. It says, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the customs of the feast. So the parents of Jesus used to take Jesus to church. And later you find the Bible saying that as it was his custom, he went to the synagogue. So growing up, if you were constantly taken to church, you'll find out that maybe that's why you are in church this morning. Because your parents used to take you to church. And this is a good thing to know, that when you have a family, encourage them in these areas. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is grown up, he will not forget. Hallelujah. Number 3, people go to church because they're looking for breakthroughs. People are looking for breakthroughs. Maybe that's why you are in church this morning. You are not in church because you are invited. You are not in church because of a tradition. You are there because you are looking for a breakthrough. And there's nothing wrong with that. Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. So Jesus wants to give you rest. So it's a good thing. You can come to church. church because you are looking for a breakthrough. Praise the Lord. In the book of Revelation 3 verse 8, he says, I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. May that be your portion this morning. May Jesus open a door that no one can close. That is usually why people go to church, because you feel maybe today God will do something. God will open the door for me, for that contract, for this, for that. That's why you are there. We call it a breakthrough, like you are looking for a breakthrough. Praise the Lord. Number four, prosperity. That's where you are having this thing that I receive. I receive. Take your car. Take your house. Oh. I tell you. More than anything else, this has become the major reason why people are going to church. They are going to church to receive. To receive. To receive. To receive. Hmm? Oh, I shouldn't say this. Ask your neighbor, why did you come to church this morning? Why are you in the church this morning? Why are you in the church? Why are you in the church? Hmm? Are you there to receive? I receive. Yeah, we have the best goalkeepers. You know, the Champions League doesn't have goalkeepers. Those guys, they are joking. The real goalkeepers are in the church. They catch. Woo! And you know, it's not unbiblical. I'm not saying that these things are wrong. I'm just saying they are usually the commonest reasons why people go to church. Do you understand? And the prosperity thing is coming from 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. You see, those two things, prosperity and healing, they are the commonest things why people go to church. People go to church because they want to prosper, and people also go to church because they want to be healed. They are sick, something is wrong, they are sitting with a verdict from the hospital that tells them that you have this number of days to live. So they come because they are hoping and believing that something can happen for them. Praise the Lord. And I can tell you something, Jesus is a healing Jesus. He has healed before and he's still healing today. Hallelujah. He hasn't stopped healing. And even this morning, his power is going to touch you and he's going to heal you. Praise the Lord. So there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. Amen. And another reason why people also sometimes go to church is out of guilt. Out of guilt. Just that they're just feeling guilty. They're feeling guilty about something they've done. Like his sister, she committed abortion. So now she's feeling so guilty. And something just, you know, just go to church. Just go to church. Because they are trying to get peace. They're looking for peace. Looking for peace. That's why they come. Looking for peace. Maybe God will forgive me. Yeah. And you know, the book of Romans 5 verse 1 tells us, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God. You see, that peace with God is what some people are looking for. Especially when they are kind of aware that maybe they might die. And I want to ask you this morning, do you have peace with God? It's a different peace. Do you have peace with God? Maybe that's why you came to church. Something is just bothering you and you don't even know what it is. Peace with God. Dear brothers and sisters, there are many other reasons, but I just picked those five because they're kind of very common. It's rare for somebody to go to church and it's not because they were invited. and it's not because this is how what we do, or it's not because maybe I'm looking for a breakthrough in my finances, in my health, in my relationships, or I just want to prosper, or I want to be healed, or I'm not feeling good, there's something I've done and I want God to forgive me. And you could be sitting in the church now because of one of these reasons. Yeah, they are the very popular reasons, very common reasons. Only challenge with these reasons is a question Jesus asked in the book of John 17:17. When this is the only reason why you are coming, this question should mean something to you this morning. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? You see, when you went to church for healing, what happens usually is that as soon as you get healed, you are gone. When you went to church for prosperity, as soon as your prayers are answered, you are gone. That's why he asked the question, were not all 10 cleansed? Were not all 10 blessed? Were not all 10 prosperous? Where are the other 9? That's the challenge with these reasons, is that sometimes you are only going to church because you are invited. When you are no more invited, we stop seeing you. As soon as you know with another person who doesn't believe in church going, we don't see you anymore at church. That's the problem with these reasons. That they seem to only be chasing, you know, instant fulfillment and gratification. And once your desires are granted, you and God part ways. But I don't think that's the reason why God established the church. That it should be like God becomes like an ATM. You just go and get what you need, and that's the last time the ATM sees you, until the next time you need the ATM's help. So I want to talk to you quickly this morning about 7 unpopular reasons why you should go to church. So these reasons are not very popular, but they should be what actually directs you to church. Number one, you should go to church for God, not people. You should go to church. And it's very unpopular to find people that are in the church actually just for God. Just for God. Like they are not there for this, for that, for that. Just for God. Even though the church is called the house of God, people don't go there for God at all. They don't go there for God. And I want to tell you, this has become a very unpopular reason. It's like going to the supermarket to get healed. Don't you think that is very unpopular? That you are going to the supermarket to get healed. That is how some people coming to church for God is that unpopular. Like it's so unpopular that this person is in the church today and the reason they are there is God. It's God. We go there for people, we go there for things. Maybe that's why you are in the church this morning. But initially, the church exists so that men can connect with God in that place. And people will go to church for months. They will connect with people, they will do this, and they will never connect with God. And but they keep going. So you see, they are no more going for God. When was the last time you actually felt God? Like you went to church and you went for God. Listen to David, Psalm 42 verse 1 and 2. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. He goes on to say, my soul thirsts for God. Today, the soul of church members, my soul thirsts for BM. My soul thirsts for beloved. My soul thirsts for recognition. Ask your neighbor, what is your soul thirsty for now? Is it Fanta? Is it Coca-Cola? Is it Castor Light? What is your soul thirsting right now? Eh? Let's say, my soul thirsts for money. My soul thirsts for chelete. How different we are from David. His soul thirsts for God. And listen to him. He asks, when shall I come and appear before God? So this is what I'm after. I'm after God. John 12 verse 21. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, sir, we wish to see Jesus. Today, people don't go to church. They don't wish to see Jesus. Ah, my God. I wish to see my girlfriend. I wish to see the pastor. I wish to see the choir. I wish to see the drama. But who wishes to see Jesus? Who wishes to see Jesus? Ask your neighbor, who did you come to see this morning in the church? Who did you come to see? You should go to church for God. For Jesus. That you want to see Jesus. You want to have a relationship with Jesus. You want to communicate with Jesus. That is not what people do today. When you even say, let's pray, they are not interested. Have you asked yourself, why did they come? Why did you come? Now the word is being preached, they start going to the toilet. They start going to the toilet. And why did you come? Why did you come? Seven unpopular reasons. Reason number one, you should go to church for God. Number two, you should go to church to grow. To grow. To grow. You see, it's very unpopular today that you see a person, he's in the church because he wants to grow spiritually. People are in the church for all kinds of funny things. Yet the church should be the place where you grow and develop spiritually. You should be there because you want to grow. Not because you want to groan or complain. And no, you are there. You want to grow and develop yourself. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. This is what a person is going to church for. He wants to know Christ. I want to grow in God. I want to experience the power of God. 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. This is why we should come to church. To receive the word for the purpose of growing and developing. Are you still here? Reason number three. You should go to church to serve, not just to be served. These are very uncommon and unpopular reasons. Very rarely do you see a person preparing in the morning and they are going to church, and the reason they are going to church is to serve others. Like when you left your house this morning, your thoughts were that, hey, I'm going to serve today. Some of you did, but others didn't. That your mind is, I'm here today to serve. Most people go to church to be served. To be served. That's why they come and sit. Just to receive. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 26. What then shall we say, brothers and sisters? When you come together, listen. When you come together, each of you has a hymn, a word of instruction, a revelation of a tongue, or in an interpretation. Everything must be done so that the church may be built up. You see, back then, people were not going to church to be served. When we gather, one must have a song. One must have a word. One must have a prophecy. So the mindset was not, I'm going to be blessed by a song, I'm going to be blessed by a message. The mindset was, I'm taking this to bless my brothers. I'm going with this to be a blessing to my brothers. It was so different from what it is today. Today when people gather, they gather so that other person, other people can give them this, can do this for them. But Paul was saying, when you gather together, who has a song among you? Who has a prayer? Who has a revelation? And he said, do all those things so that you can build up the church. Many churches have remained small because people go there to suck the little love that is left out of the church. Even when a church has just started, instead of people saying, I can see this thing has just started, let me see how I can contribute. No, as little as the baby is, we want to suck milk out of the baby. We want to suck blood out of the baby. And we complain when it is not nice. I mean, you can see that the thing is just starting. But still, you want to suck out of it. Who am I preaching to this morning? That you've been coming to church. So you are very unpopular when you are going to church for God. You are very uncommon. When you left your house in the morning and you didn't go to church to be saved, you've gone to church to serve others. Because those people don't do that anymore. And I'm saying this is the reasons why you should go to church. Ask your neighbor again, why are you in church this morning? Yeah? What are they saying? Number four. You should go to church to work, not to watch people work. Uh-oh. You see that this is unpopular, isn't it? I mean, this is very unpopular. Unpopular. Truly unpopular. Going to church to work. It doesn't even come on in the mind. But I'm telling you, this is a good reason to go to church. You should go to church to work, not to watch others work. Not to watch others work. Because that's what a lot of people do. They watch and then they complain. They watch and then they comment. But they are doing nothing themselves. In that church where God has planted you, are you working there? Okay, Pastor, I just joined this church. Okay, the church where you were with before, did you work there? Ephesians 2 verse 10. He says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. To do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. This is a doing thing. It's not a watching thing. It's not a watching thing. We don't need to do that. You are a spectator. You are a spectator. No. He says we are God's handiwork or God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. To do. Ask your neighbor, what are you doing? Are you doing anything? Are you doing anything? You must do something, my brother. I say you must do something in the church. You see, there are good works that we must do. So when you wake up on Sunday morning, it's not to come and wear your stilettos and just enjoy yourself. No. Look, I don't have a problem with the stilettos, please. You can wear the stilettos and still do a good work. After all, many of you are wearing stilettos to the office. And you are working with your stilettos. You can also bring your stilettos in the church. And work for God. And serve Jesus with your stilettos. Now, I've never left my house. Like with the man, I wonder what they're going to do for me today. I even prepare with work in mind. Everything, when I'm leaving the house, I prepare with work in mind. Because I know I'm going to work, I'm going to need this. Because of the work I'm going to do, I need this. Because of the work I'm going to do, I need this. I want you to read the verse again. We are God's handiwork. King James says, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, meaning the salvation. Why are we saved? To do good works. I see you doing good works for Jesus. I see you doing good works for God. That's why we come to church, to do good works. It's a good work to serve, to be part of what is happening. It's a good work to be a servant in the house of God. It's a good work. John 5:16-17. I'm almost done. So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jewish leaders began to persecute him. So Jesus was doing things on the Sabbath. I mean, today, the Sabbath is for us, it's Sunday. So Jesus was doing good things on Sunday. And people were feeling that you shouldn't work on Sunday. I mean, in the Sabbath day, you shouldn't work on the Sabbath day. You shouldn't do anything. But Jesus was doing a lot of things on that Sabbath. And the Jewish started persecuting him. Now, verse 17 says, in his defense, Jesus said to them, so Jesus is defending himself. And he said to them, my Father is always at his work to this very day. And I too am working. My Father is always working. Who is your father? Who is your father? Jesus' father is always working. And because his father is always working, he too is working. Many believers, they work for the white man, not for their father. Like when we talk work, we are mentioning that they must go and work for a white man. Don't mention work to them. When it comes to church, no, me, I go to church to relax. I go to church for peace of mind. We go to church for loss of mind. Like when we go to church, we lose our mind many times, my brother. Ah, you don't understand. Number 5, let's finish this thing. You should go to church to minister, not just to be ministered to. You should go to church to minister. These are uncommon reasons and unpopular. They are not very popular. Yeah, like you've left your house this morning saying, I'm going to minister. You are already picturing a nice chair waiting for you. You are picturing ushers welcoming you like you are the King of Kings. You are picturing people just being blasted by your presence. Like you are just picturing applause and pastor preaching to you. But you picture yourself serving? Do you picture yourself ministering to people? Have you ever left your house and said, today, I'm going to minister? Even the devil will feel it. I see you ministering. Amen. Listen to me. Every member is supposed to be a minister. Just like every listener must become a preacher. In this church, you cannot remain a member. You shouldn't remain a member. You have failed God and you have failed us. You shouldn't remain a member in this church. Go beyond a member to minister. From member to minister. Ephesians 4 verse 11 and 12. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. Their responsibility is not to do the work, it's to equip the people so the people can do the work. So you are a minister. Please greet your fellow minister on your left and on your right. That minister, so and so, I respect you. I thank God for your ministry. Hallelujah. Let's quickly move. 6, you should go to church to teach, Not just to be taught, to teach, to teach. How many of you left home today with the man, I'm going to teach today? Pastor, no, I no, okay, what about last week? What about the week before last? Have you ever left your house going to church and your mind is, I'm going to teach? You see, teaching is not just standing here where I'm standing to teach. After service, you can call three people, teach them about something. Teaching, imparting others. Look at what Paul says in Hebrews 5 verse 12. He says, you have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Ask your neighbor, how long have you been a believer? How long have you been a believer? Some of you can't even remember the year. So long. So long. You've been a believer so long. So long that now you are supposed to be teaching others. Instead, he says, instead, you still need someone to teach you again. You are coming out of this group in the name of Jesus. He says, you are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. 6-7 years in the church. Every Sunday say, yes, Muruti, watu, Muruti, watu, Muruti, watu, Muruti, watu, Muruti. 6 or 7 years. Muruti is still watubaing for you. When are you going to watuba for somebody else? Look, you are changing in the name of Jesus. These are unpopular reasons, but they're going to become popular for you in the name of Jesus. Lastly, you should go to church to give, not just to receive. This is a powerful reason. Go to church to give, not just to receive. Some of you are so determined to not give that even the offering you leave at home. Because you know, if I take that offering, they can convince me to give it. These people, the way they preach, they will not force me to give my offering. I leave it at home. I just come with empty pockets. This pocket must be filled. You come empty-handed. The heart is empty. The mind is empty. Even the pockets are empty. Everything is empty. He said, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. But Matthew 10, it says, freely you have received. Freely give. Every time you receive, you are supposed to give. Not to keep. Freely you have received, do everything to keep. As we close, Acts 20 verse 35. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, you must help the weak. Remembering the words of our Lord Jesus himself who said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So people are more blessed when they give, when they are givers, than when they are receivers. That's why churches are just shrinking. Because you have vampires, vampire Christians that are just there to suck, suck, suck. They don't want to give anything. Look, you are not a vampire. I know you are not a vampire. You are not a vampire. I mean, a good person like you, how can you be a vampire? A nice looking Christian like you. You can never be a vampire. It's not your portion. It's not your portion. It's not your portion. You are too nice to be a vampire. I'm a Dracula. Why not? No. It's not your portion. It's not your portion. John Kennedy, at his inaugural speech, he made this famous quotation. He said, do not ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. And you see, America has been built with this principle That's why they are very industrious. They don't come with demand, what can we get? That's why you are having that thing of, you know, the Democrat that now want to turn the country into a socialist country where the government must do things for you. That is not what built America. America was not built with what the country can do for you. America became great with what we can do for the country. I want to tell you the same thing this morning, church. When are you going to stop asking what the church will do for you? Eh? And you will start asking, what can I do for my branch? What can I do for my branch? Can we be on our feet this morning, please? These are seven unpopular reasons, but I'm trusting the Lord. They are becoming popular for us. Go to church for God. Go to church to grow. Go to church to serve, not to be served. Go to church to work, not to watch others work. Go to church to minister, not just to be ministered to. Go to church to teach, not just to be taught. Lastly, go to church to give, not only to receive. Would you raise a prayer to the heavens over those 7 points and say, Lord, help me. Help me to start going to church for these reasons. Come on, raise your voice wherever you are now. Lord, help me to start going to church for these reasons. These reasons, Lord. These are good reasons. These are very good reasons. And I wish to start going to church not just to receive, but to also give. Not just to be taught, but to also teach. Not just to watch others work, but to also get involved, to also be a part of what is going on. Oh, Father, help me that my life will not just limit itself at taking and receiving and getting, but I want to be a fountain. I don't want to be a drain. I don't want to be a drain, Lord. I want to be a fountain. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Mandele mazada. Zandele magoda bagada. Jabrende gede basuga la bagede badaba. Father, may these 7 unpopular reasons become popular in my life. May I become a servant of the Lord. A servant of the Lord. Le cante brezi catere palade. Lando brezi catere velegado badabada. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. But the people came to the people came to Philip and they said, we want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. I believe this morning this could be your prayer. I want to see Jesus. I want to encounter Jesus. I want to have an encounter with Jesus. A relationship with Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to know Jesus. Like Paul. A thirst for God, like David. All these great men had that mind. Not the mind of what is God going to give me. I want to pray for somebody quickly. You want to be born again. You want your sins to be forgiven. I want to pray for you. Maybe you are one of those people I was talking about. Maybe you came with a guilt in your heart. There are things you've done. And you are thinking right now that God will never forgive you. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Bible says, if you confess our sins, it's faithful and just to forgive us, wash us from all iniquity. I want to pray with you right now. Say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want him to change my life. I want to pray with you. At the count of 3, you can just raise your right hand. 1, 2, 3. Raise it up. God bless you. God bless you. Now, please say these words after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Please forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the 3rd day you rose again. That I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me, for restoring me, for saving me. From today, I choose to go to church for the right reasons. For these reasons Pastor spoke about. I ask you, Lord, please write my name in the book of life. My name is, please say your name, Pascal. Write this name in the book of life. From today, I will live for you. When I leave this world, I want to come straight into your arms. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.